Conditional use number 2407, Lori and Jose Solis Marin.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an auto repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land, Lowingham being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.5 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southwest side of Whispering Wind Lane and on the north side of Hollyville Road, which is Sussex County Route 305, approximately half a mile south of Lawson Road, which is Sussex County Route 296. The 911 address is 25709 Whispering Wind Lane, Millsborough, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, MAP 21, Parcel 140.01. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the applicant's survey, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received one written response, which is in your paperless packet. Thank you.
All right, so we thank you. Okay, is there someone here representing this application? Okay, come on up. You have to come up and you need to press that button on the microphone. There you go. And give us your name and you may have the floor. You're good.
My name's John Bernard Mitchum. I live at 28993 Mystic Lane, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966. I'd like to speak in behalf of Jose and Lori. I've known them both for years, and I've always taken my vehicles to have them, you know, worked on by them. They assist a lot of people in the community.
Sir, are you representing them, or are you simply...
I'm speaking in behalf of them.
We'll get to that in a few minutes, okay? First, we need to speak with the applicant and let them get some things on the record first, and then it'll be time for public testimony.
Yes, sir. I was on a roll. I'm sorry.
All right. Don't worry about it. I thought maybe you were their attorney. I wasn't sure. Okay. All right.
Okay.
If you give
so
us
I press
your,
it, is it on?
No,
it's
already on. Just give us your names and you may have the floor.
Lori Solis Marin, and the my address, 25709 Whispering Wind Lane, Millsboro, Delaware.
All right.
19966. And my co-applicant is Jose. He's sitting right there. Do you want him to come up?
It's up to you. If he's going to speak, he'll need to come up. If he's not going to speak, it's...
Well, we actually have my friend here that's going to be translating. He's a better translator from Spanish to English. Is that okay for
that's
him?
That's wonderful.
Yeah, the problem is I can't speak in English.
That's fine. And we're very, very glad that you're here with us today. It'll help us a lot, so we appreciate that. Okay, so you heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
Algo que quisiera decir
what he's saying basically is that the what he performs right there is the not only for the community but also for the government. I mean, what he's saying is the he thinks that he's right there, not bothering anybody, but helping as much as they can, just because, I mean, they help out the community, they pay taxes, if there is something wrong, because, I mean, somebody had been called the police or whatever, just to check on them, at some point, pretty much harassment, at some point, because some people, they don't want them there, they must have their own reason. Every time that somebody goes there, pretty much nothing is wrong. If there is something wrong, he will make sure that he fix it and get over. So that way, that's their way they learn how to keep everything on perfection. So the only way is that when somebody else show up, inspector or something, they say, not many times. Somebody said, you know what, you should do this right away. Is done in order to keep the business growing, and not only growing, but I mean in fair for everybody without bothering anybody.
Well, what I would like is if you could tell us a little bit about your business, what it is that you, what do you do, what kind of hours, other businesses, if any, are in the surrounding area.
Bueno, la hora que trabajamos de 8 a 5. Es cambiar aceite, montar. Oen, lubricamos carros.
Basically, what they do right there is say, you know, whatever that has to do with the mechanic, autos, auto mechanic. So, I mean, all change, you know, sometimes service, transmission, and all the stuff. Sometimes they, somebody is in the middle of the road, they go over there and tow the car and fix it and put them on the way. And pretty much nothing else. They don't dispose. I mean, they don't, everything that they keep right there, like I said, is under control. And any inspector can go over there and make sure that everything, every single detail is along the law.
And we do work Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Okay.
Saturday, 8 to 12. We used to work 8 to 4, but told me, you know, we need time off a little bit, you know? It's too much to be working. The only thing we do on Sundays is tow vehicles that need to be come to the shop or to other shops, because we offer that service too. And that's the only thing that goes on Sundays. And then, you know, besides that, it's family time for Sundays.
Is part of your operation includes an impound yard? Are you storing vehicles on site?
No.
Only for the customer.
They just fix them and go out right away.
And is the repair work taking place inside or outside?
Inside.
Sometimes, you know, when you don't have a part for a vehicle, it's going to be, you know, about 3 weeks or 2 weeks to come in. We push the vehicles outside, so they get stored outside while we're waiting for the part to come in.
How many vehicles would you guess might be stored at any one time?
About 20, 25 that are in process.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 20 or 25 vehicles on site.
On site.
You know, it's sometimes it's long for coming as far. This is why the vehicles stop.
Or some are bigger projects. You know, we have to replace front bumpers, hoods, and all that stuff. And those are a longer process than, if, you know, maybe it's just some spark plugs.
Body work and stuff.
No painting,
just you know, replacing maybe a bump or stuff like that.
You have the service for oil removal?
Yes.
And all that.
Yeah, we have a company called Safety Clean, and we have everything labeled nicely out in the shop.
Right now, they never got any ticket or anything that they found something, oh, this is really wrong. No ticket at all. Like I said, I mean,
not for nothing.
I do have a couple questions, if you don't. Okay. All right.
You take it from here.
All right. Now, so when I was out there, I noticed that there's been a lot of clearing in the back of the trees. What is the plan for that? Is that to be more storage for vehicles, or?
This is meters for the tree or for the shop?
No, para los árboles que están allá atrás cortados para que están limpiando.
Oh, eso es porque I wanted in the future making more houses.
Oh, because he would like to build something back there, like a house or
making
some extension
or something.
Making
the future one house over there.
It wouldn't be part of the conditional use for business?
No. And we do have a paper we had to sign down over here to let them know what we were doing with all that stuff.
Of course, I mean, to get the permits and everything, if they're allowed to do it.
Yeah, I have permits too.
Is that delineated on the plan that we have, to show just part of it for conditional use? I thought the whole thing was... Maybe I'm wrong.
I think the whole thing is the same.
We've drafted it to include the entire parcel, but it can be limited by way of condition.
Okay. So then if the back part is going to be for residential or whatever, not part of the business, how much area would you need?
No, más para acá, más o menos on the south stream.
Oh, yes.
You need to zoom in a little bit more.
Okay, is that right there?
So what of that area would you want for business?
About half of it.
Okay.
Only for parking. The shop is over here.
Right.
Right.
And there's a lot of cars when you go in, which that aerial shot showed. I'm just, you're probably close to your 20, 25 cars with what you already have stored there, so I just didn't want it to be the back is now cleared and we're gonna store.
The issue that we often have is that we don't, you know, you're asking for permission to have an auto repair shop. We don't want to confuse that with, you know, long-term storage or parts salvage. That's
right.
A very different. That's a very different business.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
No.
So, I'm just wanting to ask this question while I'm thinking about it. So, all the vehicles that are stored on site are titled vehicles with current registrations. They're not.
100%.
Right. Okay.
100%.
Okay. There you go.
Good. That would answer my question too. We got the hours, we got the days. I think I'm good for now, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Would you like to sign if you're approved?
Like to sign?
A sign.
Identifying your business.
Identifying your business.
Do we want to put a sign?
Yes, the approval is 100% put out a sign.
Yeah, because currently we don't have any signs.
No, I don't have a sign.
We never put signs.
The problem, I have too much work. There's a lot of people coming every day. Yes, the problem. Too much work. That's why I put out sign.
So apparently there's
a lot of word of mouth.
It's too much.
So is that no on the sign?
Huh?
Is that a no on
the sign? Well, you want to put the sign, yes.
Basically, what I'm saying is,
fine.
If everything is approved, I mean, based on the regulation of the size of the sign, they would like to install one.
Yes. But if we don't make that a condition, then you're not allowed to put it. So we ask, do you want a sign?
I'd just like to say everything that you've been asked is to build a record, and everyone who does an automotive conditional use gets asked the same questions.
For them, I mean, number one is being good in every single aspect.
We believe you.
Yeah, the site was generally clean for what you do there. So hope you're taking care of that dog out there. He's cute.
Oh, Roxy. She's just,
Anything else, Mr. Mears?
I think that's it.
Okay. Mr. Butler?
I have a couple questions. I mean, Safety Clean, great company. Oil filters, everything like that. Safety Clean, picking up all your oil filters, everything like that. Storage of oil. Some require double wall tanks with retaining walls. Some don't. Mm-hmm. So that's all covered. Scrap metal's all covered.
Yep, scrap metal. We actually have a metal dumpster. We put all those scrap metal.
Donovan Salvage.
Donovan Salvage actually takes care of that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Good.
Yep. Thank
Good.
You.
Good. Okay. Mr. Whitehouse?
Two questions, if I may, Mr. Chairman. Yes. So just reading some of the inspector's notes, there was a note about outside external storage of tires being stacked on the property. I don't know if they're still there, but is that to continue? So is it?
No.
No, okay. And the other question, just reading the inspector's notes, I believe we're still in conversations with the applicant relating to building permits for a number of structures built on the property without the proper permits. And the question I have is, would the applicant be okay with a condition requiring that all building permits be applied for within 6 months of the date of approval?
Okay.
Mr. Whitehouse, can I have one?
Yes.
Can I add one thing to that? If I believe correctly, I believe Denrec is going to be coming out very soon where outside storage of tires is only going to be about 50. And then anything above that would have to be stored inside due to the water and mosquitoes. Believe me.
I would prefer a condition of no outside storage for tires. I didn't see any out there today.
Yeah,
eliminated altogether.
That's something that we just received a letter on ourselves. So anything with tires are not going to be able to contain water.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? A little while ago, I mean, they came and they say, you know what, do something with the tire. And like I said, right away.
And never, I put it out more tires outside.
Whatever
problem, I fix it.
Sounds like you already got a visit from.
Whatever they say, you know what, this needs to be, fix this way.
Yep.
They don't wait until, maybe we go, let's see, we go away. No, they just.
So if it gets approved, whatever conditions are on there, you'll need to comply to.
They take care of right away.
Or you'll be in trouble again.
Mr. Chairman, can we put a limit on the number of tires that are stored? I don't know.
I
be an enforcement issue.
Yeah, I was going to say, who's going to go count them? Yeah, so.
I know as Wingate mentioned, no tires.
I think you're, if the applicant's okay with no tires, then I'd say no tires.
No outside.
No outside.
No outside.
No problem. It was just a question, sorry.
No, you're good.
Anything else, Mr. Butler?
Nope, I'm glad to see somebody else in the business.
Okay, there you go. And.
Plenty of work.
No, not for me.
Okay. All right, you'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. I think there's at least one. Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2407, Lori and Jose Solis Marine? Now you're up. And you have to give us your name again, but go ahead.
You want to say my name again?
You please.
I'm Bernard Mitchum, 28993 Mystic Lane, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
Okay.
To be quite frankly honest, there's nothing more I can really say that hasn't been repeated or that won't be a repetitious thought from that. The only thing I could add is they're very passionate about what they do. I use them to work on my vehicles, and I can call him in the middle of the night. It doesn't matter, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and he'll come with a tow truck wherever it is, pick it up, and get me back on the road. I can't say anything better than that. They're outstanding. Other than anything else being repeated, that's probably all I've got.
All right, sir. Thank you. Okay, is there anyone else who'd like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2407? Well, look who it is.
At least you didn't say, look what the cat drug in, right? I haven't been in here in a while, but I'm sitting back there thinking, how many auto repair shops have you considered over the last few decades? And your questions are appropriate in this case, and it's always good to see commissioners that have made a site visit as well. And you know, it also occurred to me as I'm looking at this, and I'm here on behalf of the Kings, Judy King.
You need to start by giving us your name on the record, if you would, please.
Yeah, do I have to repeat everything I said before that?
No, I think we got it.
This is Tim Willard with Fuquay Willard and Schaub, bar number 2824.
And who are you representing?
I'm representing Judy King, who is the adjacent property.
Okay.
And it's each owner, the applicants and my clients who bought the property in 2015, bought a sliver of property, as you can see, and they own the sliver right next to them. And it was recorded, a site plan was recorded in 2000. I can hand that up. I don't know if that's part of your records. Just an unusual kind of shape, but they're neighbors, and Whispering Wind Lane is on my client's property. Just to give you a background on that lane, when it was recorded, and I'll hand this up to your counsel if he doesn't have it already, they indicated in their entrance, access to the residential lot shall be limited to one access point, and it was established that Whispering Lane was the only access to the applicant's property, and as you can see on their site plan, where it veers off to the left as soon as you get, you know, 25 or 50 yards down, and that's where the access is onto their property. Since that time, the applicant has gotten access off of Hollyville. My clients have maintained that perhaps should be their only primary access. Just, this may be a little bit of a side, but you'd like to know sort of the big picture here. It seems like the site plan established that they should have one access off of Whispering Lane, and if that was gonna be dissolved somehow, it might have to be done by mutual consent or otherwise. Sort of here nor there, but that's the background on the access to the property.
Okay.
I'm going to hand this up to your counsel, sure, if he wants to take a look, sure, at it. But it also occurred to me when I see, and believe me, I've been before you asking for forgiveness instead of permission. It's not necessarily an easy place to be, but there seems to be a presumptive that, you know, wanting to work is such a rare merit, it ought to be encouraged, and that's probably a good adage. You know, they have a business, they're trying to help people, right? But if this property came in, I think it's surrounded all by woods. I think the county even owns some of that property and farmland, and it's hunted area. if this applicant came to you and there was one residence there, maybe an outbuilding or barn, and it was all woods, and they came to you with a perfect site plan, better than this site plan, it had lighting and signs and designated parking area, and based on where it is, low density and agricultural area, where they haven't demonstrated really any demand for servicing the immediate need there, would you be more inclined to favor it, or are you more inclined to favor it and start asking about conditions because they're already doing it? And I don't think that's necessarily fair to the neighbors that are there. Having said all that, I have some pictures that were sent over, and I don't know if they're available. I asked your staff if they could be available. I'd rather see it on the screen than hard copies, but I do have hard copies of them too.
Well, let's see.
There's the site plan that was recorded as well as the photographs. And I'll hand the hard copies up while somebody's trying to pull them up. I go this way or this way. Yeah, that's the site plan. If you see the notes on the top, that's where it says one access will be, one residential access will be allowed for the road that's on my client's property. And if you look at their survey, which is what they use for their site plan for this conditional use application, you see where on Whispering Lane, their access comes right into the left as soon as they get on the property. If you have that site plan in front of you, you can see that. And that's what's established when my client bought the property in 2015. So those are up. And if you all want hard copies, I'll give them to you, but otherwise I'll go with these. At this point, can I call up Judy King and have her sworn?
Sure.
Ms. King?
We don't swear, but you can, she can.
Or come up. Identify herself. Judy, can you just please state your name for the record?
I'm sorry. Judy King, 25798 Whispering Wind Lane.
And I'm going to ask you some questions, and they may have questions. The commission may have questions for you as well. Do you live on the property just adjacent to the applicants?
Yes, I do.
And is Whispering Lane the lane to your property?
Yes, it is.
And I'll ask you to look at what's marked, what's up on the screen as Exhibit 1. What is that?
That is what it looked like when we moved there. There was a small house up front, small garage. And we're in the back. You don't even see ours. You just see the tip of our house.
So they're long, skinny lots.
Yeah.
3.5 acres, correct?
Yes.
And did you build your house, or was there already?
No, it was already there.
And you live there with your son, Rich, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you have two sons?
Yes.
Okay. Next picture, please. And that, does that just show where your house is located?
Yes, and it also, well, it's not a good shot, but it also shows a little bit of building having gone on, but that's okay.
Where the applicant's building is?
Yes.
When was the access to Hollyville for the applicant's property there when you moved in?
No. Oh, off of Hollyville?
Yeah.
Always, yeah.
Their access, the applicant's.
Yeah. Oh, not off of Hollyville, I'm sorry. Off of Whispering Wind, not Hollyville.
And when did they get that?
I'm not sure what year. It was only a few years ago.
Was it Del Dot permitted? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Okay, next pictures. Thank you, Ms. Marcus, for doing that for me. So that's more recent, in the last 2 years?
Yeah, and that was 22. It shows all the amount of cars and the buildings and the parking lot in the back.
And what kind of activity do you witness living back there?
Well, a lot of trucks and cars in and out. Noise.
Do you see, do they have a name for the business at all?
I don't really know.
There's no signage or anything
like that? No, there's no sign, which is why a lot of people come up our driveway all the way to our house.
And do you see any other trucks that are identified with any other businesses?
Yes, quite a few.
What businesses?
I can't remember all the names. I know there was one that was leaving dumpsters there, and he'd come in every day and get them and take them and bring them back and whatever.
Where were the dumpsters? Can you sort of identify where they were on that?
I don't know if they were there that day. They would be in the back behind the garages.
So when people or trucks are coming in there during the day, are they using Whispering Lane or are they using Hollyville?
Well, they were using Whispering Lane and cutting across our land to get to the parking lot, but now they're coming in off Hollyville.
When you say cutting across their land, you mean not even using the existing access?
Well, they'd be on the existing driveway, but then they'd cut over way up at the top.
Okay, not using the existing driveway.
Right, no, not cutting over on the first little cut.
Okay, go to the next. What is that?
Well, that kind of shows that we have an awful lot of smoke, and we're, sometimes it's been, there's supposed to be a wood stove, but it's very obvious that other things have been burning.
And that the black truck in the foreground has some kind of name on it?
Oh, yeah. That's, I don't know which company that is, but there are a lot of different trucks with different names.
And there's, in the back is a yellow piece.
Mr. Willard, you've asked that a couple of times. What's the significance of that? I mean, who cares whose name's on the truck? I mean, it's their opportunity to speak.
It's a good question. I just don't know if they're running other businesses out of there.
Oh, okay.
Well, I understand what you're saying, because when I was on that site, there were three minivans with the same business on them. So it's a legit question.
Okay, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, right, right.
There's a demand for small contracting businesses to a place to hang out or have their dinner, and you know, that's maybe what it's being used for. It's not, it seems a little bit beyond, let me fix your car.
That's a good question. We'll see if we can get a good answer to it. Yeah. Go ahead.
And I'll move along, because I know you got busy, you got a few more things going. Next picture, or what is the smoke you see there?
That's how they heat the garage, I believe. That's
All right, next picture, please. When was that? When are these pictures taken? Do you know?
This was recent, wasn't it, Rich?
You can't ask him.
I'm sorry.
You got it off the internet?
Yes.
Okay. What did you put the circles on there?
My son put the circles on there. The dark spots are where there are oil spills.
Okay. Or what looks like that?
Fuel and whatever. Yeah.
What, next picture, please?
This is where those are the dumpsters. And this is a shot of where it's all been. The woods have been stripped.
So that's back or close to your property.
Mm-hmm.
Next picture, please.
Oh, I think that's the one, previous one.
Or similar, close up. We can go to the next one then, number 8.
That just is the view from our driveway.
And there, they...
It used to be all woods down the right-hand side, but now it's all open.
As thick as the ones that are still existing?
Oh, yeah.
All right, next picture, please. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
This was when they were built, when they're burning the stumps and things from the wood trees that were cut down. They weren't being monitored all the time.
You ever have to call a fire company or fire marshal?
My son did call one night, yes.
Did anybody come out?
Yes, they did.
Next picture, please.
Is
that Whispering Lane?
Yeah.
Is it somebody applying some kind of product?
Yes.
You don't know what it is.
A lot of spraying along the edge. I don't know.
And that lane is really on your property, correct?
Yes.
Next picture, please. Go past that one. Where was that taken?
Oh, this is closer down, going out our driveway. If you just look over to the right, they have that storage, whatever it is, and the garage is behind it. And their office building is a little white one on the left.
That orange thing you described as a storage?
Yeah, it's a big
container.
Thank you, that's the word I needed.
All right, next picture, please.
Again, just burning stuff in the woods and ripping them down.
And dog, next picture.
That's my dog.
Go past that one.
Yeah.
That from your property?
Yes, that was fires in the clearing area as they were clearing. We probably have too many of the same thing.
That shows, is that correct? Shows Whisper Lane looking back towards your property?
Yes.
Or back towards your property, but on
well,
the
Well, no,
the lane.
It's from their property down. Our house is back on the right.
I understand.
But it's full of, you know, it's not draining, there's puddles, it's a mess.
Picture, please.
You can go on.
It shows some of the equipment. Did any of the, mm-hmm. the workers that you, to take down the forest, did they use Whispering Lane all the way down to your property?
Oh, yeah, originally, yes.
Next picture, please. Where's that?
That's one of the cameras.
Where's that located?
It's across the clearing, I believe. It may be the one that's close to our garage.
It's on their property?
Yes.
And it's facing your property?
Well, I think it's 360s.
Does it have any audio function?
I believe so, because my son heard people talking one night.
from that, that source. Do you have, the commission may have questions for you. Have anything else you want to add as far as their application's concerned?
Just our concern is that it keeps growing. And, you know, there have to be some, I guess, I would hope there'd be some limitations. It is an AR1 district. There are no other houses around. So, and unfortunately, it's definitely affected the value of our property. So, you know, saying, well, you can move, not so easy. We've lost a lot of value.
Well, you have property rights as well. So you know, and then that's part of the mission that we have is to try to balance everybody's interests when we consider these things.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely correct about the zoning. It is not zoned for the way it's being used right now. So,
can I ask you a quick question? I want to get clarification on something on the survey. Is, and I'm going to ask the applicants this too. But so there's Whispering. I'm sorry, what's it called?
Whispering Wind Lane.
There's a point of access from Whispering Wind Lane, and I understand the lane's on your property.
Yes.
Was that required by DelDOT? Do you know?
Well,
or did you buy it subject to that entrance onto the neighboring property?
Originally, that's all there was. They had no other access to Hollyville.
On the survey they submitted, it shows an access to Hollyville. Do we know that? I mean, they obviously have frontage on Hollyville. Do we know that DelDOT said you cannot have access to Hollyville?
I don't know, because I was not the original person.
That's why I'm asking if anybody knows that.
Well, they have.
They have physical.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure. Go, Mr. Willis.
I mean, they have access, actually, whether it was permitted or not.
Well, I know. That was my question.
So, but it's interesting, because we pulled that site plan to see what Whispering Lane was, Whispering Wind Lane. And it was established by the site plan, the subdivision or partition of the land, by just that language in the notes, which says that they may have the one designated access to, and I was going to end my presentation, unless they call Rich, with proposed conditions, if you are inclined to give them some use here. It seems like the use that was established by the original grantors was to let them have access, because it was the only access to Whisper, to their property at the time, to that designated established turnoff when you get there. And quite frankly, I think it's just to that, because it said the existed, you know, or the one access. So we think that the use of the entire lane is clearly.
So clear. When I went on this property, yeah, I
will just
came
say
in
real
off
quick,
of
it's less than clear what that note is on the original one, you know, because it talks about, it's sort of if you do this, then that, not that you have to have a shared driveway. That's why I'm just curious. I'm sorry, Ms. Wingate.
No, that's okay. Thank you. When I went in on this property, I came in off of Hollyville Road onto their property. So why would they ever even have to use your Whispering Lane? Right, but now that it's there,
that's
I mean, so could
if
that
there,
be a condition then that we would say they are not allowed to use Whispering Lane at all?
One condition we're suggesting is that they close off the Whispering Lane access.
Yeah, that would make the most sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I would agree with that. I mean, and certainly I want to. We are going to have the applicant come back up and ask a few of these operational questions. Have there been? I know you had issues with fires and so on. How about noise? Have you had noise issues?
During the day sometimes, but you know, I really, when the business was small, it was fine.
Sounds like you're trying to be a good neighbor.
But they keep adding, you know, putting stuff down, making a bigger parking lot, and it's.
And that's why I asked the question with the clearing going on in the back. Yeah.
And environmentally, it bothers me.
Okay. And I mean, the visual aspect of it, one of the things about the conditional use process is that we can say yes, we can say no, or we can say yes and you have to do this list of things. One of the things that could be required is that they put a solid fence around it.
That's what we were going to ask.
around the whole thing.
Down the whole?
Yeah, just down the whole thing, and then you don't have to look at it anymore.
And I think maybe my property value would go up again.
Well, I understand that you're concerned about that, and you know, there's an old saying, good fences make good neighbors. So that might be it, but we're not there yet. We still need to find out a little bit more, because you've raised some concerns that I think we need to get some more information about. Mr. Willard, if that concludes your presentation, you may have all the time you want. Go ahead.
Yeah, can I just close, and that's all? I have no other witnesses.
Okay, sure.
Can I see?
Thank you.
You preempted me with some conditions that I suggested, and some of them you're pretty standard for what you do for most conditional use.
Yeah.
I mean, what I said from the outset, if you came in here with a pristine property and said, we want to put in an auto repair store or whatever, and it was a nice application, one that you were impressed with.
Understood, yeah.
You still might say, well, this doesn't really belong here. So it always strikes me as kind of like, other than we admire people that want to work hard and help people, and they've already established it, but it seems kind of unfair because they've been doing it without permission, that it gets them up the ladder. Having said that, if you're going to go there and say, we'll let you use it, but we're going to restrict it, I think my clients do have some significant property rights, and it's their neighbors have somewhat abused that. We would recommend a privacy fence along that whole parallel. The Whispering Road lane gets cut off for them. I think some of the other conditions that I'm suggesting are probably ones that you're already going to do, just because they're sort of boilerplate for you all. Signage, if there was a signage out front of Hollyville, the closing off Whispering Wind Lane would help that problem also. But if there's small signage that limited the hours, that would be helpful so people don't mistakenly try to go there. The number of vehicles, yeah, you saw the growth in years. 25 is kind of absurd, unless they're trying to cut trees to make it a salvage yard. If you zoomed in on some of those houses, I mean, some of those cars, I don't think you'd see all proper registration and title. I'm just saying.
Okay.
So I think anything to limit the number sort of is the best way to put a kibosh on a salvage yard. Having cars back up. The hazardous material, and I didn't call Rich, her son, because he lives out there too, but you heard Mrs. King talk about the fuel burning, and we could get in that a little bit more, but in the interest of your time, I didn't want to belabor it or be repetitive. But there's some, when those fires out there are fueling the house, they're burning their oil or something, because she smells it, and it's a weird color. They have chickens out there. They have called, and maybe the applicant had mentioned having they came out of the chute saying, we comply. When people come here, we comply. There have been some calls out there to DENREC. I think Mr. Butler indicated that there may be some DENREC interest in it already. I'm not privy to that.
I don't know about any of that. I think the applicant testified that someone had contacted them about the tires.
Yeah, well, not only the tires, but some of the, any auto store or any auto repair thing deals with oil and hazardous material. You've seen some pictures showing that it doesn't necessarily look pristine for that matter, and it's been operating for several years, so some condition to address the environmental concerns. Obviously, sometimes you'll just say that that's up to other regulatories, but it can't hurt to put it in your application. Those are the ones I had. Fence, no longer Whispering Lane, if you got to do it, and severely limit the number of cars that can be there, because that's the only way you can really control that, because it gets out of hand. Otherwise, I don't think it's appropriate there in the first place. That's all I have.
All right, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Okay. I'd like to have the applicant come back up, and we've got a few questions for you.
Sure.
Let me ask one, and then you can take it from there.
Okay? Thank you.
All right. Tell us about how that entrance got there on Hollyville Road.
Okay, can you give me one?
Did you get a permit from DelDOT to put that entrance in?
Before, only how it is this entrance.
I know.
Right.
Now I'm making this entrance.
I know.
Before in my shop.
I know.
Jessica,
how did that entrance get made? Who made
Jessica,
it?
Jessica, can you turn that microphone on and spin it around?
Yes, ma'am.
We made this entrance, we made this entrance because, yeah, cars were, you know, customers' cars would come in a lot down this road, so we didn't want to bother the neighbors, and that's why we made this. But this road has been here since I was 13, because I used to live in this house with my parents. So this was always the only road since 2002.
I think we understand that part.
Yeah, we get that part.
How did you do your entrance?
We're trying to figure out how that entrance got there. Did you get, and the first question is, did you have a permit from Del?
Unfortunately, no.
No.
Now, it's a process.
They already submit everything in order to get the street name and everything. Now that it's there, they want to do. It's in process already, so I mean, that they want to just, you know, now that it's there, they want to make it right. So they're gonna put out, they already put, submitted everything in order to get a street name, so that way it's not gonna bother nobody else. Now this street right here, maybe once in a while, because people don't know, because the sign that we were talking about, I mean, maybe some people maybe got there, or even the post office or whatever. But I mean, they make this in order not to bother nobody else. So that's why they use this. Since then, I mean, they don't use this anymore at all. So they try to use this so that way they don't bother. And just for you guys.
This part right here, we only use for our personal vehicles, which we park in the front of the house
to get here.
We only have two cars.
And just for you to know, before any everything, the one who was given all the mains, all the mains for this street was them. All the material that you could see right there, loads and loads of truck that he was paying out of his pocket in order to maintain the whole street, in order to be nice with the neighbor.
Nobody put out money in this road.
Nobody. I mean,
for a long time.
That's admirable, but you had the most damage on the road as well.
I understand. Yeah. So come on back over here. All right, Mr. Butler, you go ahead, and I'll fill in after you're done, or if Ms. Wingate has something.
So, I'm a supporter of a small business. So we discussed that there'd be about 20 cars on the site. Right now, I count approximately 53 between cars and trailers. The burning, I mean, it really doesn't concern me as much, as long as it's burned in the time frame of, as long as you're not burning tires and oil and so on.
What I smelled was not.
What's that?
Tree debris.
What's that?
What I smelled was not tree debris.
Wasn't trees?
No.
You guys have a waste oil furnace?
How we approve? The cop coming over there and check.
Yeah, recently.
What did you burn it? Where did I burn it?
Somebody called. Yeah. He said, you know what? Go ahead.
And check. Oh, the cop already ready. How
you
approve?
Maybe you can see
I burn it. Because I have a lot of smoke. The cop coming over there and check.
And you know what? You're more than welcome to make any day, suddenly day, whatever, show up right there, and you will see what it means.
We recently came about like 2 weeks ago, I believe. The cop, because he said anonymous caller had called because of the smoke, and we brought him into the shop, and he personally, physically came in.
And then he had a camera over here. This is why they recorded everything.
Yeah. He physically came into the shop, and we showed him, you know, our wood's burning DIY.
Wood only.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So he personally came in there with
setting his aside the burning. Got that. Like Mr. Butler asked a question. You said 20 or 25 cars. You got what, 53 sitting there now?
That's what I've been for.
That you see those pictures? I mean, you can go over there now. I mean, they show a lot of pictures, some different timing. In that sense, a little while ago, like I said, like he's talking about, every time that you say something is got to change. They do it.
But we shouldn't get to that point.
Right. Well, it sounds like every step of the way you're having compliance issues. You don't have building permits. You know,
didn't have an entrance permit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there a clearing permit required for what they cleared the timber for?
Depends on how much with this.
Anything over, I believe it's 5,000 square feet is disturbance for ground soil.
We already went through the clearing permit for the back.
Yeah.
Do you have that?
Yeah, permits.
Yeah, they don't have it here. I mean,
we have it.
But they can present it any day.
Who do you have the permit from?
The Kilo. I don't remember this.
Don't.
bring it.
They can definitely bring it, they have it. They have everything straight.
Yeah, Mr. Bella, did you have any other questions?
I did, and then I lost track of it.
You know what, just add to it, I mean, when you see different signs of trucks and blah, 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 it's not like that. Different trucks are coming.
Right, oh, I know where I was going with this.
Because I know that would be some concern as well. I'm gonna give you an example. So I have a roofing company, right? And he takes care of my cars. So that way you will see JB and Sons Roofing, you will see Menemem Roofing, you will see East Coast Roofing. And sometimes maybe two or three more, three of them.
That's where I was gonna go with this, I mean.
Exactly, and that was something that it was.
Especially in fleet maintenance.
Exactly. So that, I'm telling you that because, I mean, I know it's important. So, I mean, there is not like that. There is a different companies combined right there working and taking advantage of the place. No, and it's not only my company. I've seen their bum companies. I mean, you know, and sometimes we have.
So what you're saying is there's one business being run out of there, and that's it?
One business who takes care of different business. You know, it can be concrete, it can be roofing, it can be landscaping. You will see a lot of landscaping as well.
You're saying can be taken care of their vehicles. But yeah. There is one business being run out of this thing, and that's
exactly.
Auto repair.
Exactly, one.
And towing.
One.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was just getting to, because, like, right now I have six of the same company trucks and then probably four or five of other company trucks. I just want to make sure it's one business, as you asked, and make sure everything was on par.
Yeah, so that's important to clarify, because, I mean, I know that's
okay. Important. That's all I had, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Anyone else?
Can I read something from the Denerec website?
Yeah.
Materials illegal to burn at any time, anywhere in Delaware are leaves, grass, clippings, stumps, logs, household garbage and trash, waste lumber, piles of yard waste exceeding 27 cubic feet of material in total, yard waste not generated by the homeowner's residence. So the burning of the logs and the stumps and all of that is a no-go.
Actually, if through Denrec, through Gerald Mood, you have to apply for a special permit, which has to be pinpointed and located, and then you can burn stumps.
Right.
But it has to go through Denrec.
Mm-hmm.
And it did. I mean, you see that fireplace, because, I mean, I know they write because, I mean, they just see stuff going on around, and they don't know. They write because, I mean, they're not going to ask for, you have a permit, or, I mean, to burn everything? They did.
I call it the fireplace. For
before that, I mean, they.
And then the fireplace, the shop coming over there, and no go, no ask to nothing. I mean, because I call it before making fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, the fire company wouldn't grant that. It would be Gerald Mood through Denrec, and you'd have to apply for an ag burn or a general burn to get that. Sorry.
Yeah. But you know what? I know.
Oh, that's
I'm
all
sorry.
Good. It's all good.
So Mr. Whitehouse has.
Mr. Whitehouse.
If I may ask a question, Mr. Chairman. The buildings located here, specifically this building, sir, this building on a permanent foundation? And the reason I ask is because the side yard setback in this zoning district is 15 feet in the side yard, and the building is less than 15 feet. Because it would have been checked as part of the building permit process, but because they don't have building permits, that was never checked. So my question is, are they capable of being moved, or are they on permanent foundations?
That's on permanent foundation.
They require a variance, Mr. Chairman.
You're talking about the
so the container is movable, but what about the buildings that are within 15 feet? Correct. So
the problem is you guys built a bunch of buildings and you didn't get building permits and they weren't inspected by the county, so they got placed in the wrong spot. And now we've got an issue where we've got illegal buildings that are illegally placed and now you're asking for a conditional use on top of when you haven't followed a single step along the way. That puts the commission in a real bind because we support small businesses, but we don't want to approve something that's going to make you all in default from day one. You know, that's the problem. You don't have building permits. You got illegal setbacks. You've got more cars than you talked about. You've got access issues. You're taking down trees that may or may not have permits. I mean, every step of the way. Yeah, but I mean, the fundamental one's the building permits, and you don't have that.
Right.
I mean, at some point, this stuff becomes not fixable. You should have had all this stuff taken care of first.
He just telling me that Success County went to check everything. I mean, those buildings that you're talking about, they check and he paid the fines.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it. That they may have paid the fine, but that doesn't make it. That doesn't fix the problem. That doesn't make it legal. You're not suddenly legal because you paid the fine. You know, your fines may be paid at this point, but they could all happen again because you're still occupying the buildings and they're still in the wrong place. So there's a lot of issues here with, and honestly, what it appears to me, what you've done is whatever you wanted to do. And then you worried about it later. Okay. And later is here, okay? And now it's put us in a position where we have to deal with it. So that's kind of the issue. Anybody else have any more questions?
No, sir.
Okay, all right, we'll ask you to take your seat. Okay. Anyone else on the commission have any more questions?
No, sir, Mr.
There
Chairman.
Being none. All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.